You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
That was Michael Gray with The Weeknd. Now, ironically, I am recording this on a Friday night, so it is a bit different than, you know, having it actually played live on a Sunday afternoon. But you know what? The Weeknd is a mindset. It's not necessarily just the time from, you know, Friday night to Sunday morning sort of thing, especially right now in the pandemic where it just seems that days just sort of mesh together, I guess. Anyways, I'm Max and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here on the unceded and ancestral Musqueam territory, otherwise known as the University of British Columbia's Vancouver campus. It is going to be a lovely hour, or I guess, you know, 54 minutes left of this hour with you guys. And I hope that you guys enjoy this very special fill-in show that I am hosting today, or I guess Sunday, which is when this will air, is my birthday, and I was just thinking that doing a fill-in show for my birthday, providing more live content or pre-recorded content to the station would be sort of a fun thing to do, especially just given how everything has been. It's been almost exactly a year since the pandemic has started, and many things have changed quite a bit in this last year that I have lived. Now, it is really interesting to just sort of hope that better weather and a better future is on the way, I guess. But in the meantime, we're going to just play some very clubby, dancey sort of hits to brighten up the mood. And, you know, even though it's a Sunday evening, who says that mentally it's not a Friday night? So let's just go into the music. So next up, we have ZDBT and Prado and Slim Media Player with Elastic off of the Elastic EP that came out last month. It is a wonderful, wonderful hit. So we'll get started with that, followed by Amanamanesia. Amanamanesia. Yeah, by Chairlift off of their album Something. So let's do something and listen to some of those songs.
Love. Thank you. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Welcome back. You just listened to Amnesia by Chairlift. Wow. That song just has so many different sounds and elements and components to it. And, you know, it's really something that I remember listening to earlier in my, I guess, wow, it's old enough that I was maybe like 14 or 15 when it came out. And I just remember dancing to it, solo dance party in my room, which is not unlike what I'm literally doing right now, listening to all these songs with you guys. But yeah, so that was Amnesia by Chairlift. And before that was Elastic with ZDBT, Prado, and Slim Media Player. It has been quite a year. I don't even know where to begin. I'm just hoping that things will be better, as well as what I hope is going to be a better year for everyone. I mean, it's been, I don't want to say bad, but it hasn't been great so far this year. But you know what? We can only go up. We can only go up is what I'm trying to tell myself. You know, it's sort of weird. I feel like, especially just celebrating a birthday in a pandemic, it's like, what can you actually do? What do you do for a birthday in a pandemic? And so I guess I decided, you know what? I'm going to just play some songs and do a radio show for my birthday. But it's not actually going to be done on my birthday. It's going to be pre-recorded for my birthday. So, I don't know, I guess I get to dance along with you guys as you go on through this Sunday evening journey. So anyways, next up we have Caution by Catronata, latest single. I think it's going to be great. I really enjoy it. It's a little bit more instrumental than what Catronata has put out with his albums, but it's actually more true to what he is known for his live shows, being more of this hands-on instrumentalist DJ. And I think that it will really pair well with the type of groovy, dancey, I wish that I was at a club for my 22nd birthday, but that is not going to actually happen. But you know what? We're going to play Caution anyways. And then after that, we have some Dassy with Groove With You off of Satin Playground, which came out in January. Richmond and Vancouver represent. So let's get into it. Thank you.
against the wall. Please try hard to not profess your sympathy you have for me, because I know it's wrong. Didn't you say I should go? You brought the flowers the next day. I told you I'd be okay. So you're thinking I am okay. I am not. She left you on the road. I picked you up a couple hours later. You said you miss her. Do you really dig her? I guess so. How could I believe that we break. Yeah, I know this, cause change is all it takes. You see, I wasn't prepared to feel this blue after what you had done. Would it still groove with you?
I have to say, the production of Groove With You is really, really good, and I am so excited to see and hear where Dassy continues to go. I mean, it's very, they just have very good, very feel-good music, I should say. And, you know, I think that once things sort of clear up, that they will make it very big and go very far. So that was Groove With You with Dassy, and before that was Caution by K. Trinata. Legendary. Love it. And, you know, especially K. Trinata is one of my favorite artists, so it just made sense to put a little bit of his song into this playlist that has been captured in this hour that we have together. Anyways, I'm Max, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 here on the unceded and ancestral Musqueam territory, otherwise known as University of British Columbia's Vancouver campus. So we have a second half of the hour with you guys, and there is some great music coming up. The next two songs, we have Something I Know's I've Got to Change by Shui. Again, Shui is very experimental, but also very groovy, and just keeping with that, like, dancey, I want to go out type of feeling, as well as a song that I've been listening to personally a lot the past few days. And I think part of it is because Daft Punk did split up after not really producing any music for, gosh, 8 years was Random Access Memories. But Human After All is one of my favorite Daft Punk songs, so I thought that it would be fitting, and especially because with a birthday and all of this stuff, mortality is on my mind today. So in fact, I am human after all, even though I think it was something that my therapist had said to me last year. It's like, I guess, am I a human doing or a human being? And I'm still debating what I am. Am I human? I think I am, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. So anyways, Something I Knows I've Got to Change by Shui, followed by Human After All by Daft Punk. See you on the other side, or hear ya on the other side.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Gakhlia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. Yeah.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
All right, welcome back. You just listened to Human After All by Daft Punk. And before that, Something I Know's I've Got to Change by Shway. Coming up next, we have a lovely, tiny, short segment of a clip of my friend Helena Kim, who also shares the same birthday as me. We were born 4 hours apart in different time zones, but we are birthday twins, and I thought that it would be great to have a small little snippet of what Helena is hopeful for this upcoming year, and so let's give it a quick listen.
I'm here with my friend Helena.
Hello.
And I'm asking, what are you hopeful for? Because it's also her birthday today as well.
Yes. Well, today I'm hopeful that there will be at least some sunshine and some warmth that I can enjoy. For the rest of the month, I hope that the COVID numbers won't go up. Which may be a very, very hopeful thing to wish for. But it's my birthday, so...
No COVID on birthdays, please. Okay, cool.
So apologies for the audio quality on that, but I do think that things are going to get better, and, you know, I'm going to try and be hopeful. I'm going to try. Sorry to be dramatic, but anyways, we have a few more songs left on deck for this sort of power hour. We're going to split them up just one song apart. So this next song is actually a new remix of The Way You Used to Love Me by Diamond Cafe. It's the Miami Nights 1984 remix. So let's give it a listen.
Just anybody, it's you that I'm holding. Nothing can compare.
Welcome back. You just listened to Miami Nights 1984 remix of The Way You Used to Love Me by Diamond Cafe. It was on a film soundtrack. That's what sort of led it to be remixed in the first place. But I actually really enjoy it. It feels very like edgy and like stuff like that. So it sort of changed the clubby feel that we had more earlier on in the hour. And now we're getting into this more edgy, but we're calming down sort of mode, which makes a lot of sense given that we are winding down this wonderful hour. So this next song is Under Your Spell by Candy. And originally I was going to play a different Under Your Spell that's also by Canadian artist Desire, but I decided and I was like, maybe I'm going to do something a little bit more dancey and move back that direction. But it's still calmer than what we were listening to earlier. But it's sort of this hidden gem that was really popular in the late 80s in Canada. So Under Your Spell by Candy is up next. It's actually crazy. I was looking up and I was like, wow, Candy of Candy and of Candy, I guess, is now a high school music teacher. So it's quite crazy how things have changed. But I think this is actually a great song.
Addiction. My doctor's spell, a sweet medication.
before I go, I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure being your host for this fill-in hour, and I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Have a restful Sunday evening, and just be safe, be kind, be respectful, just do your part. It is pretty hard when people place a lot of personal responsibility in dealing with these things, but I'm hoping that we'll be in a better place.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who must we must stay.
If you are sick and have contracted COVID-19, the BC Center for Disease Control recommends staying home from work, school, and away from other public places. If you must go out, avoid using any kind of public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. Monitor your symptoms carefully. If your symptoms get worse, call your healthcare provider immediately. Get plenty of rest. Stay hydrated. If you have a medical appointment, call the healthcare provider ahead of time and tell them that you have or may have COVID-19. For medical emergencies, call 911 and notify the dispatch personnel that you have or may have COVID-19. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. As much as possible, stay in a specific room and away from other people in your home. Also, you should use a separate bathroom if available. If you need to be around other people in or outside of the home, always wear a face mask. Avoid sharing personal items with other people in your household, like dishes, towels, and bedding. Make sure all personal items are cleaned with general cleaning products after use. Clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters, tabletops, and doorknobs. Use household cleaning sprays or wipes according to the label instructions.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.